You're such an asshole.
We got an interesting question. And if you have an interesting question, you can always go to assholeconsulting.com where you can ask it, and then I will answer it for money because I'm a greedy. Aaron, resending the video request email with your questions answered. No, don't, guys, just follow my instructions, man. Just don't. Oh, I'll improve. No, this is very tightly run ship. I'm going to read the original one. Cap Cappy, greetings. I'll make this short and to the point. 40 years old, I never went to college. I had no clue what I wanted to do at 18. Plus, I never had the cash to do so. I have zero kids, zero wives, zero debt, and zero drama. I've worked in the service industry side jobs my entire life. I've made it a point to take $100 a week and invest. That's good. I have a current net worth of around $155,000 with 20% in REITs, 50% U.S. global stock equities that pay dividends, and 10% precious metals, 5% crypto, 5% liquid cash on hand. That is a pretty darn good allocation for a man your age. I currently work for a place. The pay is bleep, but it's family-owned, libertarian, and 100% root beer float-free nonsense. in my spare time, I play beer league hockey, travel. I did a month-long camping road trip throughout the American Southwest in April, picks included. Oh, good. Yeah, that's the time to go. That must have been real nice. That might have been real nice. I cook and I read. My main issue is that I find it incredibly hard to spend money on myself. I've been a tightwad my entire life and often feel guilty blowing cash on something even though I can afford it twofold. Example, I just moved in a one-bedroom loft and need a couch. I found a nice one for $900, which I could more than afford, but I can't bring myself to pull the trigger. My thought process, I'd rather find a $400 couch and throw the other $500 in a mutual fund for a few years. I'm trying to find the fault in this logic. What's the problem? You don't make a lot of money. Let me tell you about the ape across the Pacific, Modern Life John, Modern Life Dating, okay? He calls me cheap. The monkey that swam across the Pacific, now he's over in Japan now, okay? He's in his hot tub. He calls me cheap. I am not cheap. I am frugal. And you are frugal too. And there's where cheap comes in. Cheap is where it costs you more in the long run. The saying, you'll trip over a dollar to pick up a dime, right? I'll give you a perfect example. The company I worked for, last bank I worked for, and this is 2011, 2012, okay? They had email technology back then. Yes, even the far-flung state that I was in. So if you didn't know this, banking requires a lot of documentation, and we've had four branches. And the way to approve loans, you had to do it by committee, and I'm not going to bore you with the details. But what a normal bank would do back in those days is you would scan in the tax returns, the deed, the collateral, whatever documentation, you would scan it in and then you'd email to everyone. Well, it was the brilliant leadership of the executive team there that we weren't going to spend the extra money on increasing the attachment capacity of our email server or system or exchange or whatever it was called. And so instead of being able to scan documents in, you know what we would do? We'd make copies or take the originals and drive them 100 miles, 120 miles at a time to different branches and offices to so that they would have a document or they could look at the tax returns and other such nonsense. And I think it even cost us a couple prospective clients because they would email us something that was, I don't know, over 50 megs, however many pages the PDF file was, and we would never get the email and they wouldn't hear back from us and then they'd go with another bank. All right. That's being cheap. That's like, okay, instead of like, okay, I need new tires. Well, I heard there's some used tires. I could get them cheap. Look, you're going to pay for the labor and your time. Just drop the extra $20 a shot on the new tires. All right. Otherwise, you're going to get stranded, get a flat, and then you got to pay for a tow truck. You got to get new tires anyway. All right. So there's a difference between being frugal and being cheap. This is merely being frugal. I've worked so hard and been so disciplined with money in my life that I find it hard to spend. Even the other night, I went out for a steak dinner, but settled on an $11 hamburger so I could save money. Is this a common trait with minimalists, savers, etc.? I think we are more deserving of nice things every once in a while, but I just can't bring myself to spend. Any help would do things, Michael. Now, before I go on with the question of that, there's another thing I'm going to tell you right now but this is not in the realm of the academic concept of minimalism and spending. It's if you were raised poor or you went through any kind of poverty or starvation. If you do that, kind of like the World War II generation went through the Great Depression, they would save everything. Not to a hoarder level, but they say, oh, I could use that. We could use that 20. We could use this. All right. It's kind of the same thing here. If you were, and you're not poor, but you're certainly not rich. You've always been on a very limited budget and you're 40. All right. Well, that doesn't go away. And what you might want to do, and this is, I've had to accept this a couple things with me. I'm not going to change. I'm always going to eat fast. Right? Because I didn't know how quickly I'd be called to respond to a call or something like that when I was working back in college. There was no time. There still isn't that much time. I like to eat fast. Put some fuel. You don't sit there at the gas station, fill up the gas tank, then sit and chat a little bit, add another gallon, sit. No, get it in, get it out. But I'll tell you this, most people are inferior and they're morons and they don't live their life. They're like, so tell us about work. I know you work there and work sucks, but tell me more about the thing that makes your life miserable. You might as well have like Barbie doll utensils to cut the little pieces of food people eat so slowly with. Anyway, point I'm trying to say is that I've given up trying to eat slow or eat like a normal person. It's just too ingrained. All right. I try not to get too angry, all right? So now I don't meditate. I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to work less, but I will have some ice cream and I will afford myself, you know, like I treat the sun. I don't try and change it. I think it's the same thing here. You're 40 years old. You've been this way your entire life. That's going to be a hard habit to break. And you know what? Nothing wrong with having a burger instead of steak. Really, there's nothing wrong with that. Like if this resulted in you cutting yourself, that'd be the only drawback here is you got more money in the bank. that's the only drawback. It's like, oh, I think I work out too much. Oh, okay. So you're really jacked. You know, I mean, maybe it's a problem, but this is a problem to have. So I'm not, and I'm also going to say by this time it may be moot. All right. So I'll give you some ideas and theories and all that. But keep in mind, there's a lot worse problems to have, like spending too much. Spending more than you make. So I had some questions. I say, okay, well, and let me ask you, what joy would spending money on nice things bring you? Or another question, by the age of 40 and after living this long this way, do you expect nice things to make you happy? Also, do you delineate between nice things and nice things that make your life easier? For example, a nice thing is a jacuzzi, but a nice thing that will make your life easier is buying lunch each day so you don't have to make it and can thusly run errands. All right. And then you answer. Rewrite the original. All right, so let's just go take more time. you side on the, you work on the side as a bartender. That's a house. got free Netflix. Okay, you barter. That's good. In fantastic shape, healthy, simplistic, means you could spend money. When I say spending money, I do not mean blowing on material. I'm like watches, phones, and cars. I mean just taking myself out to dinner, buying a much-needed pair of durable work boots, etc. Example, moved in one of the couch. I work 10 to 12 hours a day of hard labor. Is bartending really hard labor? I imagine that's where you like you sing in a chanty with a pickaxe. Working in the coal mine. Whoop, ba-doo-ba-doo, boom, ya-ba-ba-da-da. Come sit on a comfortable couch, but I can't bring myself to buy one. All my furniture I own was either donated to me or purchased at yard sales. In fact, my TV stand is just a few Home Depot storage containers turned upside down. My thought process has always been if I find a used couch, blah, blah, blah. Another example, this past week in the Rolling Stones were in town. My good friend texted me the morning of the show and said he had an extra ticket for $50, which was way under face value for that section of the stadium. Even though I'm not a big Stones fan, I wanted to see them because who knows how much longer Mick and Keith will be alive. Let's get you to spend, even with old friends. However, I talked myself out of spending $50 to use with cash on the next dip, which worked because the market ate bleep Monday and I bought. By the way, I'll be cursing more down the road. I'm just testing something with monetization, so I apologize. You'll notice I think like the past 20 videos have been monetized. But I missed out on having a fun night with friends who I rarely get to see. I've worked so hard and been so disciplined with my money in life. Found it hard to part. 40th birthday, I wanted to splurge, take myself a steak dinner, $11 burger. Okay. You're now at the point where you're tripping over a dollar to pick up a dime because it's costing you. So let's go through what the point and purpose of life is, right? The whole point, especially a minimalist, and if you don't have children, and you're not going to have children, you're not going to have a wife, all right, with that removed from your life, you need to find purpose and agency and reason in living. And right now, you are just slaving away and not enjoying life. And I'm not a big guy about travel and experiences and all that, not in a conventional way that women's magazines painted to be a great alternative. But since you don't have wife and children, and you're not going to have it, and you're a minimalist, what the hell are you alive for? It is certainly not to be working your two blue-collar jobs, not to say you don't enjoy it, and maybe you do, but you're 40, man. Unless you have, you know, exceptionally good genetics, you are over half dead. You have less behind, no, yeah, less in front of you than what you do behind you. And you do need to start making changes in your life so that you enjoy life. Now, this doesn't mean that you splurge or anything like that. I don't think that's going to happen. But you get to the point where you spend money on two things, right? And this is where I go into with my question. All right, so first, do you delineate between nice things and nice things that make your life easier? You don't. You don't buy either. And for example, the nice thing is a jacuzzi. You don't need that. You do not need a jacuzzi. The frugalist's way would be to get a membership at a gym that has a hot tub or the YMCA and use that occasionally. All right. That would be the wise way of approaching that. But you don't piss away your money on a full jacuzzi. But then I ask, but a nice thing that will make your life easier. You won't even do that. And this is where you're tripping over a dollar to pick up a dime. Your boots, dude, your work boots. And this, you think you're saving money. This isn't even philosophy. This is economic. You think you're saving money. You're not. You'd be amazed how many times you think you're saving money and just costing yourself more money in the long run. Now, this is not a guarantee to happen, but let's say you don't buy good quality work boots. All right. Now you're walking and your boots are bare or whatever, and you step on a jagged piece of metal. Now, normally a new pair of boots would have the sole or the tread on them that jagged piece of metal would not punch through the sole of the shoe. But this one does. Oh, and you're too cheap that you didn't get a tetanus booster recently. Now you got yourself a $3,000 hospital bill. All right. Or you don't have the right type of work boots and then you develop some kind of ankle problem. All right. Oh, that's going to be $10,000 over the course of your life. Another thing would be tools. For example, I had to get a device that would snip off nails because I had to pull off some trim and I didn't want to ruin the woodwork that I had painted with a hammer trying to hammer it out. And it would take too long. Sitting there hammering out finishing nails to get it out. And then now I got to paint it. No. Went down to the Home Depot, which they don't have one in Rapid City, the Menards. I dropped $7 on it. All right, that saved me at least $50 of my labor and saved me more labor of having to, I would have destroyed the piece of trim. Now I just cinched it off. Now I still salvaged the piece of that wood. And that was a wise investment. It saved me money, right? You are tripping over dollars to pick up dimes is what you're doing. Now, the couch thing, yeah, that's wise. That makes sense. But then what concerns me, I understand the burger and steak. Because, like, let's just admit it. When you go to these steakhouses, steak isn't that great. You could grill yourself a steak a lot better at home. So I'm okay with that. You should have seen the Rolling Stones. Because what else are you going to? I'd like to see them before they're dead. You're right. They're going to die soon. You're missing out. And unlike a millennial or a Zoomer, like, oh, FOMO, oh, no, I'm missing out on the colleges and the debts and the woe is me-ism and the victimhood and the ideologies and the socialisms. Ooh, I'm missing out on getting drunk at a party and not getting laid. There's your college experience, boys. We're talking real experiences. The Rolling Stones. And you could have picked it up for $50. I'm like, dude, I'm for everything else you're doing, except when you do something that costs you money in the long run, because now you're being cheap, you're not being frugal. things that are investments that will pay themselves back in short order, like the boots, or kind of once in a lifetime experiences you're not going to be able to do again. Now, this is the pot calling the kettle black, because I was just like you up until the age of 30. Like, I was going to pay off my house, and I wasn't going to have any fun until I pay that, but I could pay it off, and then no, the real world doesn't work that way. And once, like, it was the final, I wouldn't call it disaster, but for lack of a better word, the final really bad thing that happened to me, where being the good guy and working hard and that it didn't pay off, I'm like, that's it, screw the world. And I went on a trip to Glacier National Park, hopped on the train. With money, I really could have put it on something else. And if it wasn't for that big disaster that prompted me to get on the plane, where I'm like, screw society and give society the bird, I wouldn't be here now. I started having fun in life. And yes, I still have to wrestle with working too much and not getting angry at others, but I do have way more fun than I did back when I was 28, 29, and a mid-30-year-old or a young 30-year-old. You have to sit down, and I can't do this for you. You have to sit down. If I keep doing this for the rest of my life and I'm on my deathbed, will I have any regrets? And you will. And if you want to look at a guy, it's not perfectly analogous. Give me a second. I want you to look up this guy. What is this guy's name? Who is the guy? Water hose, fire hose. Rants. I want to get his name. Just Swant. No. Give me a second. Seattle councilman. Fire hose. I was part of the Black Panthers. Why can't I find him? Oh, I see. Google's saying, oh, we removed all these words. It's like, no, I want those. And it's not giving me the option. God darn it. There's a councilman. He was a Black Panther back in the olden. This guy's like 76 years old now. His entire career is hating on Whitey. Maybe not hating on Whitey, but blaming Whitey for all of his problems. Which, in being that old, yeah, maybe back in the day, sure. Okay, you could sell me on that. Okay, so like the 80s came by, and I thought racial relations were pretty in the 90s, and we all like watching Kid and Play in the Cosby Show. And every kid wanted to be B.A. Baracus and Michael Jackson. You couldn't sell him and Michael Jordan. Things were coming along pretty well. All right. This guy couldn't enjoy that fun. He couldn't. Because here he is, 74 at the last time I checked. He's still all obsessed about white people. All right. Now he wasted his life. He's married. He's got to have grandkids, I'd imagine, by now. I'm like, don't you want to go have some fun? And it's the same question I talk about. Are you going to obsess about money all the time? Now, you rightly should concern yourself. And if you're poor, you should obsess about money, because it's one of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You need it. But you got it down, man. And are you going to keep living the rest of your life so you essentially waste it? I feel bad for this city councilman. Hopefully somebody in the chat room knows who I'm talking. Somebody from Seattle. He may have retired. I don't know. But just like he's wasted his entire life obsessed about race, you are wasting your entire life obsessed about finance. And whereas that obsession may have been vital for you to survive and get by, you've played your cards right now, man. You've saved up. You got the budgetary skills. You have savings. With your frugality, that should be, it should carry you through. I mean, you can't retire today or tomorrow, but you got to wait. You got it. The war is over, man. And again, pot calling the kettle black. I can't calm down. Like, where's the next threat? Because it's true. There's always a threat. And they're not like, oh, they might put a highway in three blocks away. You know, it's not that. It's like, hey, we're going to steal your crap. But that aside, right? You for your own sake, You cannot let this enslave you for the rest of your life. You will not have a good life. And so when this guy is on his deathbed, I don't know if he's still alive. I think he is. When he's on his deathbed, it's going to suck for him. Because instead of spending time with his wife or spending with his kids or not having this constant anger and rage or at minimum annoyance with white people and the white man, letting that run your life, you have the same thing with money, right? Money is the worst thing you can do is die a millionaire. That's the worst thing you could. That just means you wasted $1 million worth of your life that could have been spent doing something, nothing, perhaps even getting that nice couch. Maybe. But you got to get to that philosophical understanding. I can't make you do that. So I want you to look up this guy, find his name. I don't know. Did they purge him from the internet? Usually you pick him up, or maybe it's called alderman. I don't know. Maybe there are aldermans out there, not councilmen. That's why I probably didn't find it. So here's what I want you to do. Okay. You're going to splurge once. All right. And you're going to splurge. Well, you're going to splurge on two things, right? One is a truly frivolous thing. I want you to find something that's not going to break the bank. It's not going to, it's like the steak. Okay. You don't need it. I want you to splurge on something that is truly frivolous. Maybe you want a new bike. Maybe you want to get a video game. So the Oculus Quest, that was my splurge. Oh, and my hot tub too. I did splurge on the hot tub. I did do that. I will admit that. That was, we ended up having extra money in the budget. I was like, oh, okay. Why? Because I was frugal. All right. So those are my big splurgy expenditures. All right. Do it once. Something you can afford. Then I want you to buy yourself an effing pair of good workman boots, whether that's Caterpillar, or if you really want to drop the dough, although I also invested in a pair of Red Wing boots. Not that they're very comfy, very comfortable, but I do not see how they are all that much better than Caterpillar. But you must buy a Caterpillar or a better work boot on your way, and you're going to have to break it in, right? That is going to be an investment splurge. And then I want you to notice how long those boots last. And then also how much less time you're spending. And this will be another thing that I'm going to get to, maybe not your situation, but for the people in general, especially you boys, the handful of ladies that tune in here too, as you get older, your wage is going to go up and then you're going to have opportunity cost. All right. I'll give you a perfect example. Right now I have to go and pull weeds and I have to pull rocks from my yard before I start laying down seed and fertilizing and watering it. Now I go and I bill out at $100 an hour at A-Hole Consulting. I am a fool to do that stuff myself because the amount of time I'm going to, now you think, oh, I'm saving money. No, you're losing money. You're losing money. Why? Because as you get older and more experienced, you just find your niche. The value of 1 hour of your labor goes up, which means you should pay other people to do things. Like a surgeon should pay a secretary to do his or her, you know, accounting or books or scheduling. All right. So I should go and find someone to do, and not you in your particular case for the client, but for people listening, maybe it's not today, maybe it's not tomorrow, but some point in time, you're going to be making enough money if things go well. They're like, it's not worth your time to clean your house. Go pay a maid to do it. Now, that's how it worked in the before time. In 2021, because we have the root beer float crisis and we have two generations of young people who don't want to work, good luck finding anyone. You remember how they complained about, hey, we can't find a kid to shovel the yard or shovel the driveway or rake the leaves in the yard? Yeah, you can't find people to do just basic work now. So guess who gets to do it? Right, this guy. I get to pick rocks. I get to pull weeds. And thank God it's not that big of a yard. And I get to seed and fertilize and water. And that's how economic productivity and standards of living collapse, because everybody has to do everything themselves. Because work is just beneath us college graduates with our masters in the liberal arts and social sciences. What? Be a waiter. That is beneath. I have a degree from Middlebury. Okay. It is in communications. All right. And I am not going to work at a gas station, tending the till. That is beneath me. I am destined for great. Okay. So everyone suffered. No one's going to lay my sod. No one's going to spread the seed. if you know what I'm saying. Right. But the point is, you will get to a point, and especially if you worked your way through life, especially if you supported yourself, you're going to be used to doing everything yourself, your car maintenance, this and that. And then you got to get to like, wait a minute, I am losing money changing my own oil. I got to pay someone to do it. So if we ever get back to normal where people have to have jobs, we don't have stimmy checks, all right, then it's worth outsourcing some key things to specialists. No one necessarily call it low level. Like, it's better to have someone who's a pro at fixing or changing oil and lubing your car than you doing it yourself. They're better at it. That's just true. Right. So when you get to that point, know when to pay somebody else to do a job so you have more time to go and pursue your own endeavors and make more money. And then your standard look. And that's not even being frugal. That's being wise. That's invest. That's making money. That's what that's doing. All right, let's go through the super chats here. Fred Freeman Saul, Scandinavian ballroom dancing poops. Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Fred, again, for $2. Easy, get an online MBA from the Carlson School. No, I did the math on that. Take the 90 grand they're going to charge you, throw it in the S&P 500, and you'll have like 2.5 million by the time you're 65. Gee, that or work. I don't know. Which one do you want to do? Anthony Hawkins. Not related to Anthony Hopkins, the actor, for $8. Thank you, sir, for all your efforts and works. Curse of the High IQ relieved so much of my anger. My brother and I follow you closely. Please never stop. I won't stop until I'm dead. I got nothing else to do. This is literally, I'm not kidding. I'm not going to do it. I'm probably going to drive off to Custer and do some hiking. I get to look forward to picking rocks. You wonder where the podcast is? It's because all workers beneath Zoomers and Millennials. That's why I gotta go pick my own rocks. You should totally pick your own. Well, at least I'm not a parasite. You know, like, I'm not collecting the government stimmy check and demanding a bailout, right? Like, see, you could say picking rocks is beneath. At least I did pick. Well, I didn't pick rocks. I shoveled poo, shoveled manure and fertilizer. Everyone, anyone, any real man, any real woman has done, you know, blue collar labor. Unlike our presidents, plural. So, I'm not going anywhere. Radio gone? New guy, 20 euros. Thank you. Loving your videos. Keep preaching the truth. I wish they had been available when I was in my teens, but better late than never. Yeah, it's like, look, man, it's kind of like, I wish electricity was around when I was born. I'm sure 100 odd years ago. People are saying, boy, this electricity thing would have been great to have. Be happy for the future. And it's not just me. It's not like, oh, I'm saying some wise stuff. I'm just telling the truth. I mean, other people have come up with this truth and it's there. But think of all the boys. I've even talked about this. And this was Thinking Ape. He talked about how there's like no more red pill rage because young men now, they just search it for the internet and they will find the red pill. They will find the truth. So they're not, they might be confused a little bit about all sorts of the girls, career, education, all that. But there aren't boys dropping out of college. They're getting hip to the jive. They are not going to be financially crippled like their female counterparts. They'll be way better off financially ahead. Another thing, marriage rates are dropping. Good. That means less divorce and less misery. It's not a bad thing. The boys are figuring it out. I think the girls maybe are too. I don't know. I see girls going to school just as much for worthless crap as before. But the future is, no one's going to suffer. No one will suffer like Gen X ever did or the older millennials. There's not going to be that confusion. You might suffer in different ways, but that confusion is no more. Fred Freeman Saul, $5, 33 female, vice president, nonprofit, for baby mom, Trump supporter swipe left, like wine and travel, like yoga and listening to NPR. Want 4 kids, grad degree, husband store. Is that a, hey, Fred, text me the profile. Chad and Atha has been sending me dating profiles. I'm going to go through another Marxist lady. I'll come up with a different name though. I think I might just do like the common dating profile because they're so boring and so common. And that's worse than being a Marxist, which though being a Marxist is common. Ooh, a Democrat girl who doesn't like Trump. Tell me more. yeah. Red Wings, $240. 5 years. Yeah. Hard labor, it will last you 5 years. If you just work kind of part-time labor like I do, they should last a decade. Fred Friedman saw $2. Mom told my brother's girlfriend get a job, but she bought a puppy. Yeah. Well, too bad. Hey, sucks to be your brother. Sucks to be your brother's girlfriend. Sucks to be those people. That'll solve the problem. A puppy. Django Geek, $5. I got 10,000 cash to buy stock with. I'd like to use leverage for higher gains. Shall I do 10K secured loan at 24% APR or unsecured at none of the above? Dude, 24%? Why don't you lend at 24%? What are you talking about? No. I mean, you do what you want, but I'll tell you that 24% or 5K unsecured? What kind of rates of return are you expecting? Let's say you make 24%, so you've made 0%. You had to pay your interest. No, Django. Mexi Mike, $5. But who's going to pay for Cuddle Wookum's manure shovel at her equestrian hobby? She's going to pay for it herself. Yeah, I'd like to see all these. Boy, I hadn't thought about that. All these equestrian hobby farms with the horses. You can't find bleep shovelers. And horse, you can't find the blue collar people to work those jobs. What are the prices if you want to do dressage, which is what not so rich women do when they like horses? They all want, I want to get in dressage. That's where they wear the crop thing and the bootsy boots and the hat. And they imagine they're rich and then they're bankrupt. Ask Terrence Pop, his girlfriend at one time spent money on getting the horse health insurance and not herself. Fred, again, for $2, I have to hide my Trump gear when gals come over. Do you even have Trump gear? All right. Boom, there you go. Questions and, oh, wait, one more. Fred, $2. I put my MAGA hat on my feminist coworker. Fred, do you want to get fired? Do you like your job? I wish you'd think, would they relax? Would they take the joke? No, they probably wouldn't. They really wouldn't. Oh, two generations of women just not having, you could say four if you include the boomers and exes, but man, all these women not having fun, not able to take a joke. What? Speaking of wasting your life. All right, there you go. See you guys later. Toodles.